Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020.
Still.
It's still 2020, yes. And it's still July. It's been a long month. And we're
every
about,
month is long.
Yeah, every
it's a
day
long
seems
year.
Long, too. Yeah.
That's flying by. It's weird.
Yeah,
anyway.
It is weird. But it is the Prime Life Times in Review, which oftentimes we have a special guest to read their article, their story, their content. And today, I'm especially excited to introduce Karen to you, or to have Mary Ann introduce Karen to you, because she has a real heart for seniors, for people to flourish in their later years. She has a background with education to help people with resources and knowledge, and she's passionate about helping people, family members, help their senior parents or help their friends or neighbors know how to continue in dignity in their later years as people maybe lose their memory or lose some of the ability to do things. She has a super, super heart and the ability with a bachelor's, a master's, and a PhD in this area to serve effectively. I'll have Mary Ann say a little bit more, but I want to say one other thing before Mary Ann introduces the special guest. Shout out to Gary and Diane Buller, as they were instrumental in getting Karen to go to church and come to know the Lord. And so it's always kind of neat. Yeah, she and her husband. And Diane has written articles in the Prime Life Times papers in the past. And I have a special...
I love Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. I have a special role for Gary at some point to maybe play on our board
or
an advisory board.
Yeah,
I'm kind of introducing it over the air.
Oh, that's nice.
I still have your name in my short list, Gary, to serve in various ways. But Karen, you've returned to our area and you're serving at Amber Glen, and we appreciate the articles you've written the last few months and the work that you're doing there. So maybe, Mary Ann, you introduce Karen to our listeners, and I hope that this program will be educational for you, informative. It'll give you some tips or maybe some tools or some resources to help if you have an aging parent or you're really struggling, or maybe there's many tears over what do we do with mom or how do we help dad understand this concept. And Karen will walk us through a little assessment and we'll talk about maybe some ways of helping you understand how to create special time with your loved ones in these later years.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah,
here.
That's right.
That assessment is great, by the way. Thank you for putting that in,
you're
Karen.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, I will introduce Karen Rothgertz, RD, LD, Education, all these degrees. Anyway, Community Resource Director for the Amber Glen Alzheimer's Special Care Center at 1704 East Amber Lane, Urbana, is a certified Dementia Live coach, educator, and a registered licensed dietitian. Karen's doctorate is in adult and continuing education. She can be reached at karen.gehrt, G-E-H-R-T, at jeaseniorliving.com.
And some of you may be familiar with her voice, or when you hear her voice a little more, and we give you a chance to share, Karen, but the special one-minute Amber Glen memory moments, and so you hear those typically throughout the day, different times of the day. Mm-hmm. They're very informative, engaging, one-minute announcements on how to help that senior person that you love or somebody that's maybe losing their memory, how to have them flourish, how to give them small, easy tasks. So we're going to talk about that a little today.
And Karen's writing this monthly column in our paper, The Wellness Connection, and we're actually in the July issue now, but we're going to have her read from our June issue because it's kind of in line with the subject that we're discussing today about Alzheimer's. So you want to read?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that and that lengthy introduction.
We can be lengthy here.
Yeah. Well, we already warned Karen that as she starts reading, don't hesitate to recognize I might derail her or jump in. And then I've already warned her that by way of introduction, if I say, so Karen, talk about your work at Amber Glen, talk about this, tell us a little of your background.
She hasn't even gotten a sentence
and
one.
And when I pile in like 16 questions just to work one at a time.
Oh, my word. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, when you talk about the Wellness Connection, and you all worked with me to help come up with the title, but I have always been one with my background, like to take a holistic approach, and that to strengthening families. And so that's why we came up with wellness and how can we prevent things, and sometimes we can't prevent them, but also how can we, you know, then intervene if we do need to intervene. So I'm looking forward and really enjoying writing these columns. You know, sometimes
Good.
It's a little difficult to keep it at 500 words, and
I know.
I don't know if I've done that.
You've done well.
I tried to do that. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is taking a holistic approach to strengthening mm-hmm. families mm-hmm. because, you know, this is something that, you know, if you have a spouse that has memory issues or yeah. you're the adult children, you know, you need to know more about the disease because it is a pretty excruciating disease.
Yeah.
But did you know that more than 5 million Americans live with Alzheimer's and as many as 16 million could have the disease by 2050?
Oh, my.
The cost of caring for Alzheimer's patients and those with other dementias was estimated at $277 billion in 2018. That cost is projected to increase to $1.1 trillion by mid-century.
My.
Nearly one in every three seniors has Alzheimer's or another dementia by life's end. Dementias, including Alzheimer's, comprise the sixth leading cause of death in Illinois. This month, I want to discuss diet and the role it plays in brain health. I'm also suggesting a healthful strategy that could help your brain improve your memory. Does that sound exciting?
Mm-hmm.
You might be wondering what, if anything, you can do to avoid becoming a victim of this ravaging disease, Alzheimer's. What steps can you take to stay mentally healthy as you age? Feeding our minds and bodies as we age becomes very important as we reach midlife and beyond.
And I'm thinking, Karen, as you're reading this, so this is for the senior that loves and enjoys our paper and, you know, they want to mm-hmm. stay engaged and active mm-hmm. and using their brain. But this could also be helpful for their children, you know, that could be in their 50s, 60s, that are also thinking, hey, what do we do with mom? What do we do mm-hmm. with dad? And so these might be tips for them to be listening because they can engage in different activities with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but then if we're talking about brain health, you know, not only for those that are experiencing the memory loss, but also, you know, what can you do as an adult child mm-hmm. to be healthy and
True.
Do as much prevention as you can? Now, that doesn't always mean that if you have the right diet or you eat the right foods, something isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's always good to be proactive,
it
I
is,
think.
It is.
So
it is never too late.
It's never too late. So it's never too late to change our eating habits. Researchers are studying the link between foods and brain health. So Dr. Adam Dronowski, he was a director of nutritional sciences program at the University of Washington, says, I would probably tell someone that if you want to be functioning well, then some fruits and antioxidants will do better for you than another slice of cake. And sometimes that's really difficult because, you know, people have a sweet tooth and they would rather have that second dessert or second
Sounds
piece
right
of cake.
Now.
But why not just have more fruit or vegetables? So also consider that good brain health might have more to do with what you do not eat than what you do eat.
Hey, read that again. Everyone pay attention because I think this is like the healthy information for all of us. Healthy double entendre there, but good information for all of us.
So consider that good brain health might have more to do with what you do not eat than what you do eat.
Mm-hmm.
So what foods can help your brain? So John Donovan, in his article, Foods for a Strong Heart, Brain, and Bones, says, a loss of memory, a big concern among some older adults, has been linked to a lack of vitamin B12, which comes from meats, fish, milk products, and some breakfast cereals. Alzheimer's has been linked to chronic inflammation, which can be caused by foods such as white bread, French fries, red meat, sugary beverages, and margarine.
Okay, now she's meddling. These are all the things that I love.
She's just stepping on your toes right now.
So, okay. Antioxidants found in blueberries and many other fruits and vegetables help ease this inflammation and rid us of the free radicals produced when our bodies change food into energy. Free radicals break down cells over time. A Medical News Today article reports that studies have connected damage caused by free radicals to central nervous system diseases, such as Alzheimer's and other dementias, as well as to cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, autoimmune disorders, and cardiovascular disease. So start today. Get tomatoes, blueberries, green leafy vegetables, such as spinach and kale, turmeric, and nuts, especially walnuts, into your diet. Be sure to include omega-3 fatty acids found in salmon and other oily fish. They also help to fight inflammation. Rutgers University educator Dr. Karen Inslee encourages taking small steps, and that's good advice. Include berries on your cereal, use them in a smoothie, or try adding them to a salad, main dish, or dessert. Eating more fruits and vegetables seems to protect the brain and might help fight the natural decline that happens during the aging process. So until next month, happy, healthful eating.
Oh, well, thank you, Karen. Thank you. These are good articles.
Yeah.
And now is the great time. You know, the farmers markets are here. And,
good
you know,
point.
It's a good time to go to the farmers markets and get good fruits and vegetables or grow your own. Mm-hmm. Grow your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Holly does that with walnuts or other nuts. Sometimes she'll mix them into the salads, which are always really great.
Yeah.
Or like if we have tuna fish salad, she might throw them in or in other combinations or like people that have oatmeal and other things. That's an easy way to add it. So.
There's that good crunch. You like that crunch.
Yes. Yeah. Well, in the July edition of the Prime Life Times, there's a whole great section. It's called Concerned About a Relative? Take Our Memory Loss Family Self-Assessment. And there's a number of categories. Can you kind of walk us through, maybe as somebody's on their way driving to work, can you give us some tips or advice or explain how this assessment could be helpful or a tool that they can use to say, oh, gosh, I need to learn more about that, or I need to apply that into our situation?
Well, say, for example, that you have, you know, that you're a spouse and you're noticing memory issues with your spouse, or you're an adult child and you're noticing, hey, mom and dad or dad kind of forgetful sometimes. And so, you know, how do you really assess it? Now, this is a tool. And it's not just the only thing, but it's a tool in your toolbox to help you think about and to use with assessing whether or not you need to get to the doctor or, you know, what these issues are. So there's 10 categories. The categories are orientation. Does the person have trouble remembering events, recent events, forgetting what day it is, little things like that. Another one is recognition. Are they able to recognize familiar people or not able to anymore? Or familiar surroundings in the house? Ambulation, sitting down inappropriately or without warning while walking, or problem with falling or a loss of balance. You know, all of those things have to do with, you know, how they're getting around. Personal, doing things that might be embarrassing, that are out of context, that, like, you know, that's not socially acceptable,
right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I was in a situation with a my godmother, and a situation where somebody walked out of a bathroom without all their clothing on. And, you know, everyone, you know, kind of looked away and tried not to embarrass the situation, but the person just didn't recognize. And it was really disheartening.
Oh, it is.
But that does happen, and that's why there's places like Amber Glen or these tips that we can walk through to begin assessing, boy, we need to seek additional help or supervision.
Right. So another category is anxiety and fear. Are they asking the same question over and over again? Are they being restless or constantly talkative?
No, suspicious. Wait, what? Pause here. Excessively talkative.
Oh, we got a problem right here.
We need to get him to the doctor.
So is there like a pattern of talking and saying the same thing over and over again?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so it's real obvious.
And just repeating, asking the same question.
I think you're safe, Mark.
Being suspicious or accusative, that kind of thing. Seeing or hearing things that are not there, Dietary is another one. Are they eating sweets excessively? And we talked about, you know, that's not always good for you. I had an extension professor once that said, you know, everything in moderation. So sweets are not bad, but you have to have everything in moderation.
Well, there's that biblical verse, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I'll not be ruled by anything. Kind of that concept of having balance, but not where anything becomes
obsessive.
Yeah,
I could eat moderately pizza if you ever order it. Go ahead.
So dietary, again, a decreased appetite, they just won't eat anymore, or excessive appetite or just refusing to eat. Mm-hmm. Depression is another category, spending long periods of time that when you're inactive, or talking little or not at all, appearing sad or depressed. Mm. Dwelling on the past is another one, commenting about death of self or others. Mm. So those all are things that fall into that category.
Interesting.
Tasks. Starting but not finishing things, difficulty concentrating on a task, or unable to follow verbal directions. And we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, when you're dealing with individuals with memory loss, you have to break things down into simple steps. You know, do this, we're going to do this now, and then, you know, don't give them a laundry list of things to do.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we can overwhelm any one of us if we dump a whole mm-hmm. bunch of information on mm-hmm. and just take that and kind of scale it down
right.
and realize
right.
you can dump a lot less.
Right. And the other thing is, with that, you know, if you're giving instructions and saying, you know, we're going to do this or we're going to go mm-hmm. take a shower, et cetera, you know, getting eye-to-eye level with them, mm. getting in the front, not in their face, but not talking to them from behind, but, you know, face to face. Those things are really important.
And what's nice about some of those 1 minute Amber Glenn memory moments is you give a little tip. So, listener, if you haven't heard those before, maybe when you hear them, listen up, because they're great tips. And I want to be careful. I know we're making some levity over this list, but there are many people shedding many tears over the loss of the dignity.
It can be a horrifying feeling.
Yeah, their mother or father. And so we're having some fun with this, but this assessment is a real important one that
yes,
they can walk through and they can learn more about. And what you do at Amber Glen, Karen, is wonderful for all the residents there. And do you also give seminars or workshops, or how would somebody like connect? Do they call you up at Amber Glen, or they say, Karen, we're going through this. Is there a resource or a book or something that can maybe help navigate me through this?
Well, I had planned when I started there to do a monthly topic out in the community, you know, either at churches or find a meeting place where we could do a monthly topic. But because of COVID, we haven't been able to do that. But one of the things that we have done as a JEA group is we need to start planning more. But from April through the end of June, we did monthly topics via Zoom or a conference call.
I saw
So we invited, you know, our potential residents, family members to listen in on those calls. So, but doing something via conference call or Zoom isn't quite as good as doing it face to face, but, you know, it's what we're able to do at this time.
You have a lot of resources personally, like this book that you brought. I love the title, What to Do Between the Tears.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things when people call and it's a caregiver that's calling, whether that caregiver is the spouse or the adult child. You know, I just like to give them resources. For example, yesterday, one of the resources I shared was dementia and driving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the individual was not wanting to give up their driving, and the family was having to talk to them about that. And so I have a lot of resources that I've pulled together that I am absolutely willing to share, because one of the things that I think is difficult with Alzheimer's, people don't understand it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the disease. They don't understand that the progression of it, and it's always going to progress. It's not going to get any better. And so when you talked about that, it's difficult if you're the adult child to do this role reversal that, you know, what happens, you end up being the parent, they end up being the child, and yet you have to dignify their aging with treating them like an adult, not like a child.
That's right.
That's really important.
You were saying you have to continue to honor them, and oftentimes they have it in them. It's just hard for them to get it out or to communicate what they're thinking or how they're processing it, and it's learning to be patient and caring and, you know, recognizing that they're maybe not able to communicate it as clearly as they want to, just because they can't, at least at this point.
And they get very frustrated with that and very agitated with that, because it's inside them, but they can't get it out anymore. And we talked earlier about a movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it. It's called Still Alice. Mm. And that Alice is still inside herself, but that's not what other people are seeing now.
Yeah.
And so, but in her mind, you know, she is this person, but she can't get out those characteristics or articulate what the needs are anymore. Mm. And so it is sad.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And one of the things I would would mention that in terms of resources is the Alzheimer's Association. They have wonderful resources that not only in topics, webinars that they teach, but they have a 24/7 hotline that you can call any time of the day or night. And if you get the opportunity, we're right now promoting the Alzheimer's Walk, which happens October 10th. Mm. And if you get a chance to donate to them, you know, those resources go to helping do research and fund research and for programs. So I got that little piece in there.
That's
great.
If you pick up this month's edition, the July edition of the Prime Life Times, on page A5, there's a special family assessment that you can take, a lot of things you can check off and know a little more about. And there's a 800 number for an association to find out more information. And also, if you don't have access to driving to one of our 300 area locations where the Prime Life Times is available, you can read it online, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Scroll down to page A5, and you'll see this great Take a Memory Loss Family Self-Assessment. Well, Karen, thank you so much for the unique and special work you do at Amber Glen in Urbana. And if you want to know more about Amber Glen, you can call 217-384-0100, 217-384-0100.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it, and I really am enjoying writing these columns.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Being a resource.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. And I'm going to close out our program with a golden oldie for our seniors by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. It's a love story, but we want to love on you, seniors. And may the song stir some great memories, some warm memories, some comforting memories of hopefully that love you experienced in life, and certainly the love that God has for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife. And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you.
As the years have passed away, it seems like yesterday, the love I had for you back then would never fade away. And all the time and memories of life that seemed so dear could not replace the way I feel just knowing you are near.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you. The pain and hurt that life can bring is sometimes hard to bear. The tears we've shed for those we lost had left us in despair. But no matter what we face in life, it can turn out for the best. For when we put our trust in God, He'll see us through the test. Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always